P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cooley.
It's fun to have some fun.
Tommy,
it's a tape thing.
Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Need a little bit of water.
Hey, Hoff fans. Welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to talk things Philip Seymour Hoffman and beyond. Well, Kyle, first I'll ask you this question. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was great. I listened to you and I talking about Along Came Polly. A little bubble bath and... Got turned on by my own voice.
Not the first time, won't be the last time.
Or won't be the last, exactly.
But what you're alluding to is we dropped a little secret episode, a little surprise episode on Valentine's Day. We did it, we broke down, we rigged the system, we recorded a rewatch of Along Came Polly, and we had a blast.
Yeah, you guys, that was a great Valentine's Day. Along Came Polly, a little white chocolate.
Treated ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was awesome.
Just a little slap, just like, you know.
Well, some women find it offensive. But it was a blast. You know, I don't want to spoil too much, but you definitely want to check that episode out wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or, of course, on the flagship, cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Fun movie. His best comedic performance, you think?
Yes, but I mean, like, he really didn't have too many. Like, his next one is probably, like, in Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio, for sure. I can't stress enough how much fun we had talking about this film, but...
How much fun, and obviously many regretful things when it comes to him and his career. Obviously him passing too soon, and, like, I wish... I know I said with The Master, I wish he was able to collaborate more with Joaquin Phoenix, now Best Actor... winning Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, I'll ask you about that a little bit later for sure.
But just like I wish I could have seen more comedies with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you want to stick around to the end of this short episode to find out who won the poll and what movie we'll be doing for March 1st. But first, we got some business to attend to, and you alluded to it, Kyle. We just had the Oscars. I'm going to admit something. I didn't watch it, but if you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm not a big fan. Did you watch the ceremony?
I caught parts of it. Parts of it, yeah. And I watched, like, just, like, the next day, you know, certain speeches and stuff like that.
And you mentioned big collaborator, maybe your favorite Hoffman film, The Master, but one of your favorite actors as well, Joaquin Phoenix, won for The Joker. What were your thoughts on that?
You know, the Joker, I mean, I guess I don't have to talk about the movie. Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker, very good. I've enjoyed other performances of his more.
I'm glad, like, Todd Phillips wasn't winning for, like, Best Director or something. Like,
yeah.
Not trying to
distance him. He was Phillips. Nominated.
He was nominated, but, like, no one said he was, like, the favorite or anything. I think Joaquin Phoenix is great.
Parasite was the big takeaway, yeah.
I think he's a very talented actor. I don't think it was his best performance. I think it was something where, how can I put it? Like, it felt very much like we're winning an Oscar with this. You know, like, they made it. They did a performance so he would win an Oscar. Second person to win, obviously, as the Joker after Heath Ledger. It's honestly become an iconic American character. And, you know, I mean, again, it's always sad around Oscar time because we think about Phil a lot, but at least someone he collaborated with won.
Yeah, so with the change up in our schedule, we actually ended up, I don't think we kind of, we brought it up on the last episodes, and not even on Long Came Polly, but that, you know, that's Valentine's Day, and
No, we were just thinking. We had one thing in mind, a little romance.
Yeah, so, you know, on February 2nd, it was the 6-year anniversary since Phil passed away and missed the big guy.
Yeah, you know, we put a little bit of a social media thing on that. And, you know, we mentioned it, though, on Capote or the last one. We didn't, like, talk about it a lot, but we mentioned it was coming up. But, yeah, of course, the passing, it's always a sad time, but we don't stay too sad here on P.S. I Love Hoffman because, let's be honest, we're celebrating the career here.
Yeah, definitely. So it was just, you know, something I just remember that day, and it happened to fall again on like a Super Bowl this year. But between that and with the Oscars, just a big time, if not, you know, always with his movies, just a big time thinking about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you always get some, like, interesting takes and articles about it. Not too many this year, to be honest with you. I saw someone posted a list of the best Philip Seymour Hoffman films on Netflix, this random website called goldderby.com. You know, we already talked about it, but The Master's on there, Scent of a Woman. It's actually a lot. Nobody's Fool, Hard Eight, Boogie Nights, Happiness, Flawless, Almost Famous, Charlie Wilson's War, The Savages, Say the Film, Kyle, the New York film.
Synecdoche, New York.
Yes. All those are on Netflix. So if you have Netflix and you want to run a Hoffman marathon, you got a lot of options.
Nice.
So, Kyle, you were in New Orleans again. You texted me while you were there because you said you had an encounter, a Hoffman-related encounter.
Yeah, I was at this bar that it's a pretty famous bar in New Orleans. It's called Aaron Rose, and I...
What's the famous drink there again? The coffee thing?
The frozen Irish coffee. Mm. Yeah, very good. And there's a bartender there, Brooke, and we have a mutual friend, and so I like going in there and saying hi to her, and I was...
Who's your mutual friend?
Art, who works
Art,
for...
Art, yes.
Yes, Art. So, yes. I was in there, and I had a lot of time to kill that day, so I kind of bunkered down in there. It's just, you know, they've got, like, two big windows that are just open, so it's just very open to the street, and I just like hanging out in there and socializing with locals, and I met this guy that, even though he's officially been down there for like a full 6 years, 7 years now, but he, you know, retired down there. He had a place there for a while, but he goes by the nickname of New York John, and so when I was talking with John, it just kind of came up how I was down there recently doing my, you know, Foodie Films episodes there, recording, you know, those 5 episodes. So please, and guys, please check those out. And I said how I had a previous podcast, and obviously, I mean, this is still going on, but how the first podcast was P.S. I Love Hoffman. And he said how he used to live in the West Village and that he went to this one, I wrote it down, but I could always look it up, but there was this one diner that I think that is now is closed, that he would go in there in the morning, and Philip Seymour Hoffman would go in there often because he lived around there, and they became, you know, like, familiar with one another, and Philip Seymour Hoffman would walk in and be like, "What's new in the world, John?" And John would just start reading, like, you know, the different headlines from the newspaper, and always get to the point and be like, "All right, that's enough, John." So just like, you know, too much unfortunate shit happening in the world. He's like, "All right, that's enough, John."
That is.
So that was just like his little exchange that he always had.
Stuff like that makes him feel alive and real. So I love hearing it.
That was cool to hear. I was psyched to hear that story. That was a fun little anecdote involving the big man.
So I think it's about that time, right? It's about that time that we announce the winner.
Yeah.
Of.
I'm excited to find out which one it is.
The March 1st poll, yes. So we had two films. We had A Late Quartet and
Synecdoche, New York.
I'm not saying it. Someone, I know you saw it on Facebook, said, Yuri on Facebook said, Kyle would hate if Synecdoche, New York won.
Wait, Schenectady or Synecdoche?
Synecdoche. Okay. Whatever. New York won. And I don't know why they thought that, and I assumed that maybe it was because you, I have the trouble saying it now, but you used to have the trouble saying it. Because why would
that, or like, since I'm always vying for a Long Came Polly, but now that we got that, I don't know what, like, what dog in the fight I have anymore. Just obviously the love of,
well,
everything.
Absolutely.
Everything fell, obviously. But
so yeah. Between the two, they're both movies I really want to rewatch anyway.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, say it.
Synecdoche, New York.
You're the official sayer of it. That has more Hoffman in it.
Yeah.
But they're
both big
Hoffman films.
Yeah.
It's not like a sidekick.
Yeah. Walking.
Walking cast. Walking with walking. Talking walking.
Talking walking, yeah.
We do Wayne's World 2. That'd be fun. What does he say? Oh, so many good lines in that film. But like, you want me to say what? Like, I don't get it.
You get it. You're so smart.
We small.
You big. Yeah. Big. I don't know what happens. Anyway.
Anyway, do you have a guess of who won the poll, or maybe you cheated and saw?
No, because, I mean, I know you're in charge of this, and you do the tallies from Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So I don't know. I didn't add those together. I would guess Synecdoche, New York.
And you'd guess right. A runaway winner.
I would like someday to put A Late Quartet back in there.
Yes.
It's a great film. I know we had never seen it before the initial, you know, viewing for the initial run of P.S. I Love Hoffman. And it's a really good movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But Synecdoche, New York, I mean, it's one hell of a movie. We talked with Whit Langberger on that. I think so. I think I'm pronouncing Synecdoche correct now. So, but definitely check out that episode maybe before we record this one. But it was just that was a fun episode. I'm looking forward to rewatching this. So, just had the palate cleanser of Along Came Polly, and now we're just deep diving into what might be his, one of his deepest films, you know?
One of the most Hoffman films, we'll say that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, this might be the film where he has the most screen time, percentage-wise.
I'm kind of surprised that this isn't a role that he wasn't nominated for or anything like that.
No, I think, again, there was, like, backlash of, like, Charlie Kaufman doing his own
Carlos
thing.
Kaufman?
Yeah, Carlos Kaufman. Yeah, so definitely looking forward to that March. Oh, I keep saying March 1st, but it's not.
No, it's whatever the first Monday
of March
is.
Let's see what it is. I keep forgetting. Remember, guys, we're not on the 1st and the 15th anymore. We are on the first Monday of the month, and that's easy. March 2nd.
There you go.
March 2nd. So we'll be back March 2nd. St. Patrick's Day. We did like...
Oh, yeah. And then March 3rd is Super Tuesday, Fat Tuesday.
Wait, so. Super Tuesday is Fat Tuesday this year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So the real Mardi Gras. No, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was on... That's weird. But I don't like to mix business and pleasure, but we're mixing like politics and pleasure there, right?
I don't know. This is happening.
Have you ever been to New Orleans on Mardi Gras? Like the literal day Mardi Gras?
No. It's expensive.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm making more friends down there. It's like my next mission is to get in tight with someone that like I know I can like just like crash at their place, you know, if I get a flight. And it's like, can I just crash here for a night? Yeah. You know? But yeah, so Synecdoche, New York is up next, and looking forward to it.
Yep, and again, you could hear both of us before March 2nd on our respective podcasts, Foodie Films. Kyle, you know, your podcast where you talk about food, films, and everything in between, life.
Yeah, and I had a really good one recently with Big Sam of Big Sam and the Funky Nation, and so I know he might not work in the food industry, but he is, a citizen of New Orleans. He is a foodie. He's shared many great places to eat in New Orleans, so that's what I'm enjoying talking with, just like anybody that's into food and has an interesting story. That's what, you know, kind of Foodie Films is, and those first cut episodes that I do. You know, I still love talking the food movies. Those are great talking, like we talk these movies here on PS I Love Hoffman. And so talking the movies and talking to some cool people and hearing their stories. So keep on listening. Or
keep
start
on
listening. Yeah.
Keep on trucking. Well,
because there's more to cut. That's my little...
And, of course, I'm also the host of High School Slumber Party, where we talk about teen films. A lot of good films in the hopper, talking about a lot of things. It's It's February, so we just had Twilight. We had the sequel to All the Boys I Loved Before coming out, I think, this Friday, which is ironically something similarly named to this podcast. It's called To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You.
Oh, that's lovely.
A sequel. And, you know, I saw it already. It's delightful. And, you know, we're doing a lot of other cool movies. We're going to have some basketball movies next month for March Madness.
And you're closing in on your 100th episode.
Oh, 100th episode. Excited to do that as well.
Mazel tov. Good things. Yeah. I'd insure your podcast any day of the week.
Thank you. She's a dime store hooker.
Yeah, but in the end, yeah, it's just a dime. It's a shallow dime store hooker.
Well, on that note, Kyle, why don't you take us out?
Guys, remember, stay uncool.
Stay uncool.
Stay uncool, all right? Make it rain. Stay uncool.
Sometimes I like to imagine Samuel Beckett waiting for the 647 to Grand Central. And Sam's pissed. He's sick of the commute, spilled coffee on his shirt, Dunkin' Donuts is out of chocolate munchkins. But he does it every day. Because Sam's got a good marriage and a beautiful child. And he's found a little happiness in this shit pile of a world, so Sam's fucked. Because if he wants to keep that happiness, well, Sam's got to suck some cock. And the same cocks we all do. So Beckett takes his seat on the train, fires up his iPad, and thinks, I can't go on. I'll go on to Target. It's 30% off all skinny jeans until next motherfucking Monday.
Hey guys, Brian Rodriguez here, one half of the hosts of P.S. I Love Hoffman, P.S. I Still Love Hoffman. What you just heard is some breaking news. And I apologize, by the way, I do have a cold, so if my voice doesn't sound great, I'm sorry. But breaking news. After we recorded, like a day after, we got a little tip that the pilot was released for Happy-ish. And just a reminder, Happy-ish was the show that Philip Seymour Hoffman was set to star in before he passed, just before he passed. Eventually, of course, that show would go on to air on Showtime, but with Steve Coogan instead as the lead, and it was canceled after one season. But this is one of the holy grails of the Philip Seymour Hoffman canon, because we always wanted to see this pilot. And now it's been released on YouTube, which is awesome. We'll post it on our social media. You got to check it out. And I don't know about next month, because we're already doing another film, but I think in our next mid-month, we'll be devoting an entire episode to this Happy-ish pilot. I know Kyle already watched it. I plan on watching it right after recording this, and oh my god, I can't wait. It's like, you know, after the big man passed, you didn't think you were going to get any more Philip Seymour Hoffman stuff, but we have this. I'm so excited. Can't wait to talk about it. Just needed to add this into the recording right now. Thanks for listening, guys, and don't forget to check us out in our March 2nd episode, and of course, the mid-month in March, because we're going to be all over this. Thanks, guys. Stay uncool.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles since you came along.